Hello and welcome, everyone. My name is Matthew Spencer, and I'd like to thank you for listening into our weekly message at Christ Church International. We are a gathering of believers living for the dream of Jesus, souls from every nation, one at a time. We love Jesus, we love the Bible, and we love people. Since 1981, we have been sharing the good news of Jesus, and now we're thrilled to be at our new location in downtown Longmont, Colorado at 527 Main Street. Our key verse for this year is 1 Chronicles 11:9. David's stride became longer, his embrace larger, yes, God of the angel armies was with him. Also, the Lord prophetically spoke to us the first Sunday of the year, saying, "Listen to me, yield to me, take my hand and walk with me, and 2016 will be the year of greater achievements." And now, here is today's message.
Good evening.
Oh, it got quiet really quick.
Y'all not gonna scare Jesus. Yeah, and it's funny, you get hooked on it, and I still love hearing the flipping of the pages while I'm preaching.
Yeah, I know.
I love hearing that. Yeah, go girl. But I gotta tell you, I like flipping between translations as I'm going, and I have a real hard time reading the Bible because I end up on 10,000 rabbit trails, and each one of those has 10,000 more rabbit trails, and I'm on like Matthew 1:1. Praise the Lord. Father, I pray that you would come tonight.
Yeah, thank you, Lord.
Father, I thank you that you're already here in us, but Father, I pray, Father, you'd manifest yourself in a powerful way in this place tonight. Father, I pray the captive would be set free. Father, I pray signs and wonders would follow your people according to your word in Jesus' name. Amen. I believe the Lord gave a word to me for you a couple of weeks ago, actually. And as things begin to work out and all this, there was an opportunity for me to share, and I'm glad for that. Now, you got to keep up with me because I just can't stand still. So if I stand still, something's going to pop, and that ain't good. There was only one who was perfect. There was only one. And yet we are intense about being number two. I got to be perfect too. I've got to be perfect as well. Everything I do has to be right. No room for error. No room for a mistake. Have you ever dropped a red sock in your white laundry?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Okay, just let the record show everybody's going like this. Because you've all done, and you're all laughing because you've all done it. And what's the recovery from that?
Buy new underwear.
There is no recovery. You are either going to embrace the pinkness of your new wardrobe or you're going to go get something new.
Yeah, that's it.
Now, who sets out going, "I need to find my red sock because I got to do laundry"? Nobody says that. Nobody does that. See, the thing is, life, because we are human, is full of mistakes. It just is. And they call them mistakes because they weren't on purposes. Right?
That's good.
I mean, you just have to get your head around that. I didn't set out to be wearing pink today. It worked out that way. I set out to wear white. But in the midst of doing what I'm doing, I made a mistake. And see, the truth is, everywhere in here, somebody has worn pink underwear at one point in time. Man, my first experience was college. Mom always did the laundry. I learned a lot in college. Had nothing to do with school. I learned a lot in college. And see, what happens with these mistakes? See, some are worse than others. They just are. Some mistakes carry a heavy price. Some mistakes don't carry such a heavy price, right? Some mistakes are very visible. The whole world sees that pink t-shirt you're wearing, and you can tell them whatever you want. They know what happened. "Well, I bought it." No, you did not. I know exactly what happened. Other mistakes are hidden. You know about them. and God knows about them. And you know the devil knows about them too. And he'll beat you up over those mistakes. But what's worse, and this is worse, is you beat yourself up over those mistakes. Yep. You wear yourself out beating your own self up. Yep. You're exhausted to no end and asking where God is. Yep. Stop beating yourself up. Put down the gloves. There was one who was perfect. This evening, all I really want to share with you, although I'm going to go a long way around the barn, the only thing I want to share with you is your mistakes are not fatal. It's okay to say amen. Your mistakes are not fatal. And you need to not treat them like they're fatal. Go buy a new shirt. That's it. That's all. Put the bottoms in with the pink sock and have an outfit. It's just not fatal is all I'm trying to get across. But see, sometimes you need to hear it's not fatal. And I want to share with you, listen, in my life, I got things that I just think, man, I messed this up. Holy cow. And I went to fix it, and then it really got bad. Turn with me to Mark chapter 16. When I get to heaven, I am going to have to repent to Peter, the apostle, because I use him in so many examples. And I'm not trying to draw out his mistakes, but you know what? He made a lot of mistakes. And that makes me feel good because I feel like it's okay for me to make mistakes. Mark chapter 16, verse 5. Oh, bear with me here. I gotta let my Bible catch up. There we go. Sorry about that. Okay, Mark 16, verse 5. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side. They were alarmed. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "You're looking for Jesus, the Nazarene, who was crucified. He is risen. He's not here. See the place where they laid him? But go and tell his disciples and Peter. He's going ahead of you to Galilee, and there you will see him, just as he had told you." That's a really odd thing to say. Go and tell his disciples and Peter. Did Peter get demoted? What happened to Peter? Listen, go tell the disciples and that other guy. That's how you read this. That's how I would read this. But see, I don't think that's exactly what's meant here. See, sometimes what happens, we make a mistake and we demote ourselves.
It's true.
And see, I think what happened here is Peter demoted himself. What's happening is the angel says, go tell the disciples and tell Peter. Because he doesn't think he's worthy. I want to make sure you tell him too. Go tell them all. Now, Peter's mistake was a serious mistake. I mean, that's like that's a biggie. That's right on up there. And yet, what I want you to see tonight is the grace of God in bringing back that restoration. See, his mistake wasn't fatal. I really want you to see that. The mistake was not fatal. Now, if you want to really get a hold of what's happening, you have to understand just a little bit about how names work. Your mom and dad gave you a middle name. That's so you know when you're in trouble. Right? When you get the middle name out, something's up. But God, there were some people that God gave them their name before they were born. Right? Yep. You should call his name John. You should call his name Jesus. Yep. What he was doing is he was establishing them spiritually before they were born. Now, other people, he changed their name after they were born, right? Abraham, Sarah. Abraham's one of my favorites. You shall call him father of many nations. He doesn't have any kids. It's all right. Call him that anyway. God calls things that are not as though they are. And you know what he wants his kids to do? Call things that are not as though they are.
This building's paid off.
Praise the Lord. Now, just a side note, y'all know you get a new name? People go, huh, really, huh? Yeah. Check it out. It's in Revelation. You're going to get a white stone with a new name. I like that. You find that in Revelation chapter 2. You can look that up on your time. Now, turn to Matthew 16 real quick. Matthew 16, verse 17. Jesus says here, he says, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah. What's his name? His name's Simon. That's what mom and dad named him. For this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter. And on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not overcome it. You are Peter. He changed his name. He's establishing him spiritually. He's doing something really special here. This is an amazing thing. Now, don't get Peter and Petra and Petros confused. This is people get confused about those. Not going to build the church on Peter.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
Because that would be bad, because there's only one who is perfect.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
Peter is a rock. Petra is the crag. It's the mountain.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. So, Jesus is beginning to give Peter some insight into what he has for him. You're going to be the rock. I have a plan for you. And he changes his name. Now, go over to the Last Supper. You'll find that in Luke chapter 22. Let's pick up in verse 31. I love this. It is so vivid to me. Now what's happening is Peter's about to mess up, right? It's on the verge. Simon, Satan has asked to sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers. He replied, Lord, I'm ready to go with you to prison and to death. And Jesus answered, I tell you, Peter, before the rooster crows today, you will deny me three times. Now, do you see how he used both of his names?
Yeah.
See, what's happening is there is a fleshly side of this going on, and there's a spiritual side of this going on. Simon, the devil is going to sift you. This is important. Because what happens is the spirit is always willing and the flesh is always weak. The flesh is just weak. And I don't need to take you through the story. You know what happened. You know Peter didn't do it. He didn't make it. But think about what his life was like for the next 3 days. This was his friend. He walked with him. And he said, you're going to deny me before the rooster crows. And I wasn't there, but I can hear the rooster crow and Jesus look over. I don't know what you said, but I know what happened. And the shame that he must have felt in that moment. It breaks my heart. And I'm sure his friends tried to comfort him. Peter, it's okay. Don't call me that anymore. I don't deserve to be called that anymore. began to beat himself up and tear himself down. He made a mistake. Everybody makes mistakes. But see, mistakes like this are serious mistakes. And they take their toll on us internally.
Yes.
I beat myself up over this. If I could go back, I would. But you can't go back. You can't fix it. But friends, you got a lot, not let it destroy you.
Right.
You understand, God had a plan for Peter, or he never would have named him that.
Yep.
There was a plan. And this is, in his life, a pivotal time. Go tell the disciples and Peter. I have not rejected him. Go tell them all. Make sure he hears it too. It's an amazing thing. And Jesus comes and he visits the disciples. We know that. We know he spent some time with them after his resurrection. And again, I wasn't there. I don't know what happened, but I know what I'd be doing. I'd be hanging out at the back. I don't want to talk to him. I don't want to. He knows what happened. I know what happened. Everybody knows what happened. And my heart's broke. Now, turn to we don't even have to turn there. You know the story. You know it as well as anybody does. See, one last time he appears. And what does he say to him? He says, Simon, do you love me? Why do you suppose he used the word Simon? Do you love me? Yes, Lord, you know all things. You know, three times he asked him, do you love me? See, what's happened is three times Jesus denied him, and three times he asked him, and three times he professed his love. And I believe he calls him Simon because, not because Jesus had rejected him, but simply he knows he met him where he's at. I'm on the flesh side of me right now. I'll meet you where you're at. God always meets you wherever you're at. Wherever you're at. You know, here's a great rule of Christianity. You could write it down somewhere. It's okay to be wherever you're at. Just don't stay there.
Yes.
That's right.
It is okay to be anywhere you're at. You ever seen a new Christian, I mean just saved Christian, give a testimony? Lord, you got to be close to that microphone. Why, blankety-blank, Jesus, blankety-blank up and blankety, save me. And everybody's eyes are glassy.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? They were just caught. They haven't been cleaned yet. That comes as time goes on. I want you to know, God had a plan for Peter. God has a plan for every single person
Thank
here.
You, Lord.
Every single person. Well, not me. Yes, you. Whoever just... Yes, you. Yes, you.
Yep.
Remember what he told Peter? He said, feed my sheep. See, that plan that God had for Peter, that plan was that he would step out and launch his church. And he did. He did. Do you remember what happened at Pentecost? Who was it who stepped out and told people, men, what must we do to be saved? Now you don't look, let's go to Acts chapter 2, because I'm not hearing a lot of, we know what's going on here. Acts chapter 2, verse 14. And then Peter stood up among the 11, raised his voice and addressed the crowd. Fellow Jews and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These people are not drunk as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. He began to step forward on the platform that God had given him. And I want you to know that never would have been possible without Jesus coming to him that day and saying, Peter, do you love me?
Yes.
Peter, do you love me? The third time, Peter was offended. Lord, you know all things. Feed my sheep. Now, I just want to show you one other thing I just think is so very cool. Throughout this process, I believe that Peter really oftentimes felt like Simon. You know what I mean? He just felt like a fleshly man who had no business doing half the stuff he was doing. But he reached a point. Turn to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 1. I want you to see. First Peter chapter 1, verse 1. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ. He embraced his Peterhood. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ. He came out of this thing, I'm Simon, but he reached the point, I am Peter. Now, go to his second book. Man, the technology is running slow today. I like this even better. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 1. What's it say? Simon Peter. You know what? He embraced himself. I mean, I'm not being weird about this. He just, you know what? I'm a man, and I'm a man with a call. Yep. Simon Peter. Yep. I walk in the fullness of who I am. This is what Matthew was talking about a little earlier. Right. Listen, the world doesn't need any more Smith Wigglesworth. They had one. What they need is you. And they need you to be who you were called to be. Now, here's the problem. You can't step into who you're called to be if you won't take the gloves off and stop beating yourself up. You can't walk in that. You can't walk it. See, I told you it was a critical point for Peter. What if Peter had just kept beating himself up that day? What if he wouldn't have received the grace Jesus was offering that day? What if he just decided to remain Simon? Somebody else would have had to step up at Pentecost. Somebody else's name would be at the top of that book. But it was his to do. What's yours to do? What has he called you to do? What is your thing? I don't know. Man, Lord help me, mine's pastor. I told Bernhard, man, just get your life right now. Seriously, got to make you a pastor otherwise, and then you're in all kinds of trouble. Listen, he knows how to sort out his problems. He'll fix what's broken in your life. But stop letting the mistakes of life slow you down. Listen, we all make mistakes. I have got mountains of pink underwear. I just do. And you know what the truth is? There's probably more in my future. Because I get busy and I'm not paying attention. And my wife comes home and there's giggling now. Because we've all done it. I just want to encourage you. I want to encourage me. It's okay to make mistakes. And there is no mistake that you can make that is not redeemable by the Creator. What? I mean, if you'll forgive me, it's even a little arrogant to think you could screw something up that bad.
Come on.
I mean, it just is a little arrogant. So relax a little bit. No, send that back there. Or not. Before we go any further tonight, what I want to do, and this is a time where, you know what, be it done unto you according to your faith. This ain't all on me.
No, that's right.
Be it done unto you according to your faith. See, I believe the Lord gave this to me because I believe that there are people struggling with these very things, and I want to pray for you tonight. If you're in a position where you got pink underwear, but more than that, it's holding you back. You know it's holding you back. You haven't forgiven yourself, or you haven't let others forgive you, or more to the point, you simply won't embrace God's forgiveness. I want to pray for you tonight. But I don't like to pray unless it's interactive. And so what that takes is it takes a response. And I don't know what the right way to do that is. See, if I ask you to raise your hand, well, probably everybody's hand's going to go up. If I ask you to come up front, well, then nobody will be sitting down because you all got mistakes in your life. But you need to make some kind of response. So internally, just ask the Father. Father, it's me, so I'm sitting down outside, but I'm standing up inside. And I want you to realize that you can walk so far away from Him, and it's a simple step back to Him. I don't want you to leave here tonight if there is something between you and Him. I don't want you to leave tonight if there's something that holds you back from Him. I want you to take a minute and just forgive yourself. Father, I pray for my friends here tonight. Father, I pray for those who are standing up. I pray, Father, for those who are standing up on the inside. Father, I pray for this group of Peters who have calls in their life. I pray for this group of people, Father, and I pray that they would not come up short in any area of the call you've placed on their life. Father, I pray your grace would come. I pray, Father, your mercy would come. Father, I thank you that you are the great equalizer of all things. I pray, Father, you'd minister to this people in Jesus' name. I see the fire of God begin to fall. Your choice is whether to receive it or to reject it.
Thank you for listening to Christ Church International's weekly message. We declare that the things that God said He would do, now He is doing it. If you are ever in the Longmont area, we would love for you to join us for our Sunday gathering. We meet every Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. in the heart of Longmont's Creative District in downtown. The address is 527 Main Street. That's near the intersection of 6th Avenue and Highway 287, which is Main Street in downtown Longmont. Are you on Facebook? Connect with us. Our page is facebook.com/Christ Church International. Our website is www.christchurchinternational.org. Our email is contact@innercourt.com. And our mailing address is P.O. Box 2125, Longmont, Colorado 80502. Thanks for listening, and we hope to hear from you soon.